Ray Foley.
It's Ray Foley. Playing the music you love all afternoon.
On Today FM.
We're doing radio today, are we?
Yeah.
Just leave for today, can we just know?
I don't think we're allowed to do that contractually.
Is today Pancake Tuesday as well?
Sure is, yeah.
Is today Pancake Tuesday?
Yeah.
Did anyone do cooking pancakes on the radio yet?
I think Cahill on Dermot and Dave may have cooked a pancake.
Did he do it? Because it doesn't smell like pancake in here.
There's no smell of pancakes.
Classic radio bit, cooking pancakes on the radio. Some might argue it's a bit visual, but no. No, I would decry that observation. I would say it's perfect. And then, of course, you get all your TV shows as well doing all that. Oh. And you're very welcome back to the kitchen, where we've got chef and entrepreneur JP here to to cook a pancake for us. JP, to talk us through what you're doing here.
Yeah, of course, it's a staple of the season, right? And what you got to do is you got to make a nice batter there.
Yeah.
And I've got some prepared already. And you heat the pan nice and hot now. Lots of butter. We know it's not good.
We love butter.
We know it's not good for the
It's not good for you. And look at Jesus. Look at the amount of sugar he's putting in as well.
Oh,
my God.
And in goes the batter.
Oh, I'll have to cut you off there, actually. We'll just have to cut you off, I'm afraid, because I'm afraid we're running tight on time. Sorry about that. Coming up after the break, we'll have all of your questions about your relationships with Deirdre.
It's always Deirdre.
Or Mary. Actually, speaking of coming up after the break, I've got someone sent me a coming up after the break on one of the American... This is an old one, actually. I've seen this a dozen times, but it's quite funny. Mm. Coming up after the break, the man who climbed Mount Everest. Okay?
Right, okay.
It's on one of the news channels. Coming up after the break, the man who climbed Mount Everest. But she fumbles it as she's reading the line. How old is it?
After the break, we're going to interview Eric Weihenmayer, who climbed the highest mountain in the world, Mount Everest. But he's gay. He's blind. So we'll hear about that coming
up. Okay, as we head to the break, a look at the 6 o'clock.
She did it twice. She was wrong when she corrected herself.
But he's... What's that got to do with anything? One more time.
Mountain in the world, Mount Everest. But... he's gay. He's blind. So we'll hear about that coming
up. Okay, as we head to the break, a look at the 6 o'clock.
Your man's okay. It's perfect.
But he's gay. He's blind. So we'll hear about that coming
up. Okay.
He's... Okay, all right. I roll. All right, moving on.
Let's do this. Today FM's cash
machine. 30,199 euros. Sam Smith, and I'm not here to make friends. This is Today FM playing the music you love. Great song from Sam Smith. I really like Sam Smith's new music. What a great job. I did a great job there now, didn't I?
Yeah.
I'm an ally.
I know. You're in their corner.
I didn't drop the ball there. No. I got Sam Smith correct 100%.
Nailed it.
They would be very happy with my performance.
Mm-hmm.
In not miss...
It's all I'll say, it's a little bit wooden. It's a little bit stiff.
Do I need to work on my delivery, maybe?
Yeah, it doesn't sound like you're relaxed at all.
So I'm so panicked. Yeah. I'm in a flop sweat.
Yeah, you're one pronoun away from being cancelled.
Oh... Anyway, fair play to them. Great song as well. It's because I'm tired. I think it's because I'm tired. I'm a tired boy today. I'm a sleepy boy. I didn't get a great night's sleep last night. I've turned over a new leaf. Turned over the new leaf yesterday. So we're now like a day and a half into new leaf territory. And feeling great. Feeling like a new man. Feeling like a new person. And this morning I was supposed to meet a trainer in the gym. I was supposed to go to the gym this morning and meet a trainer at 9:30 in the morning.
Okay.
Drop the kids to school, go off to the gym and get a big 1 hour's workout with a personal trainer at 9:30.
All sounds good, yeah.
Put on my gym gear and my those tiny little socks
Yeah, the ankle socks.
Yeah. You know, I don't even wear them in the gym. I won't wear them the rest of the time. But because I'm wearing shorts, I have to change out of my regular. I have to change out of, because I can't wear my usual socks.
Oh, you look stupid.
Well, they go up to nearly my knee.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Socks.
Yeah. You can't do any meaningful physical exercise with socks that are a couple of inches higher, right? What are you,
and
mad?
Then, you
are
you mad? Funnily enough, then, as well. Here's one for the boys in the audience, right? Do you wear, would you wear teeny little socks with, like, trousers, with jeans, or with tracksuit bottoms? You wouldn't. You wouldn't wear the gym socks. Like, in the gym, I wear the tiny socks.
Yeah.
But then in real life, I'd wear big, long socks, like, proper socks under the jeans.
I think having bare ankles can be a look, right?
I don't like that. I can't go.
Oh, okay.
I can't go.
Oh,
okay. That's very Greg O'Shea now is what we're doing there. That's very.
Well, when you look that way, you can get away with anything.
Very fashion forward. No, I won't be doing that. So I change out, put on my gym socks and my shorts and my gym runners. I've got runners just for the gym.
Right.
Because I don't believe in doing any exercise at any other time of the day or night. and off I went to the gym. Put on that, you know, those t-shirts with that are kind of, it's like a football jersey sort of. You know that material, that light material.
Shiny stuff, yeah.
Yeah. Put on my special gym t-shirt for that. And my water bottle and my little towel, just in case I start sweating.
You had the full rig out on. You were fully kitted out, ready to go.
Yeah.
Committed to the gym.
Told the watch I was going to be working out and all. I was like, hey, watch, stand by. Here it comes. First bit of exercise in a year and a half. You get ready. The watch is rolling its eyes. Here we go again. Must be new leaf season. Then I went to the gym and Shane, lovely Shane, the trainer. He says, hey Ray, how are you, man? How are things? How was the holiday? Oh, it's all good. Here we go. New leaf, Shane. Here we go. He says, what are you doing here? It's a new leaf. New leaf, Shane. Here we go. Let's do this. Come on, Shane. I'm limbered up. Let's go.
Got a bad feeling about this.
Shane said, we're scheduled to work out tomorrow at 9:30.
Oh, no.
I'll just go home, so I'll just leave it.
Well, at least you got the walk to and from the car on the way to the gym, you know what I mean?
Well, do you know what? It's all steps. It's all, yeah, it all adds up. Right, let's do a roll call after Avicii on Today FM.
Hey, brother.
Nightmare.
There's an endless road to...
Avicii and Hey, Brother. This is Today FM. We play the music you love today. Good afternoon, it's Tuesday, Ray Foley on. Actually, roll call, Ray's here, JP.
Hi, Sean.
You're very low today, are you?
Very quiet. What's that about?
I'm underpowered.
I don't know, something sounds different anyway.
There's definitely a change in sound, I think.
Does it sound a lot better with less of me, probably?
Oh, always.
Yeah. But even at that...
One, two, it's
up another one.
One, two, and a bit louder.
It's definitely
Hello.
A bit weirder, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
I think there's something... There's been jiggery-pokery going on. So roll call, yeah, Ray, JP's there, he's just giving on show. Soft launch day 198. Sure, at least missing the gym means you won't injure yourself until tomorrow, from Shaz. Shaz, that's a fair point. I think I was expecting, that's the thing, I haven't been in quite a while, and I was kind of thinking, I was psyching myself up to it. So even going to bed last night, I was like, oh, I've got the gym in half now, I've got the gym, gym, here we go, gym, waking up, set the alarm, be on time, drop the kids to school, come on kids, off to school, drop them to school, right, love you, daddy loves you, off to the gym, here we go, off to the gym. Well, it was like the last 24 hours of my life have been dominated by attending the gym this morning, and then it didn't happen.
Does that mean facing your fear today means it'll be much easier tomorrow?
No, it means I'll just get 2 days of the fear. Mark on show, lads, a pancake overdose has left me immobile, so you have my undivided attention. Actually, does anyone want a pancake this morning? Text us, or this afternoon, rather. 0874 100 102. Would you like a pancake? I can do you a radio pancake on air this afternoon if you like. Text us or send us a voice note, 0874 100-102. Making pancakes on the radio is absolutely crepe. Hey!
Hello.
From Mike on show. Mike, you nailed it.
Hello,
you nailed it. Give him an extra 16 listener bonus points there.
Right, yeah.
And on show rate, it's Deirdre. Do I really have to answer all the relationship questions? It's Deirdre texting. Do I really have to answer all the relationship questions? I can barely look after my own, never mind other people's. Was it Deirdre you'd ask on this morning?
It was, yeah.
Ask Deirdre for all of your relationship questions. Uh, And you're very welcome back. Now, we've got Deirdre with us in studio, and she's here to answer all of your relationship questions. Our first one in this morning is a real doozy.
Oh, is it?
It's a real doozy.
My husband has had 19 affairs. Should I stick with him or let him go?
But I still love him. And who was it? Was Adam. There was, oh yeah, I was talking about not wearing the socks, or wearing the tiny socks only in the gym and then having to go back into my normal socks for the rest of the day in real life. Adam.
Lads, do you not know the uniform of the youngsters these days?
I do not know the uniform of the youngsters these days, Adam. I'm 42 years of age.
Ultra Boost runners.
What's Ultra
They're
Boost?
Adidas or Adidas. Very expensive.
Ultra Boost?
Yeah.
What do they look like? Are they like Yeezys?
Well, I wouldn't know anything about that now.
Ultra Boost runners.
No socks.
Hang on. Would you, in your feet, not get very sweat? Don't you need at least some class of a sock?
You need a layer for the soakage.
An invisible sock, even, because you'd get very sweaty feet. Hey, young people. Are you wearing any socks there with them runners? Do let us know on text or WhatsApp. And so no socks with the runners.
An 11-degree tracksuit painted onto them.
11-degree tracksuit? What's an 11-degree tracksuit?
It's brand, isn't it?
I don't know. Well, it's a very cold tracksuit, isn't it? How do they regulate it? Like, do they have a thermometer built in? Told you can't say so. This is Today FM. Told you can't say so. This is Today FM.
Here, told you can't. Come here, Georgia Cat. Aren't you gorgeous? Yes, you are. You're beautiful. You're so gorgeous. Come here, Pishwish. Oh, it's gorgeous, JP. Do you want to pet Georgia Cat?
Yeah, come here. Oh, look. Be careful, she bites.
Today FM, we play the music you love. Hello. Love that sound. Text and WhatsApps this afternoon, 0874 100102. I'm doing pancakes for everyone, actually. Anyone want a pancake? 0874 100102. Do you want a pancake as well, Chippy? Or?
Well, once I have one pancake, I need to have four.
You need to have four or five, yeah.
I do.
And are you just having sugar and a little bit of Jif Lemon on it, or what are you having?
I'd be okay with that, yeah. If you have honey, I'll take one with honey on it.
Honey?
What?
Get out of my house.
What's wrong with that?
Honey. Pancake sacrilege, that is. How dare you? Neil's there, Neil.
Ray, is the pancake on offer a thick one or a thin one? Because I wouldn't thank you for one of those American-style ones, not on Pancake Tuesday.
That's a funny one, isn't it? A funny one.
I think I'm on your side on that one, Neil.
I go either way. I can go either way. As I've aged, I've become more of a thick pancake fan.
You're a fan of thick pancakes, or you're a pancake fan is thick?
Once again, I've turned over a new leaf.
Apologies.
Absolutely unnecessary. I like them thick. What can I say? I like big pancakes, yeah. And I cannot lie. Yeah. Those other pancakes. I don't know. Sorry, Neil.
But slap us down for a few of those crepes now. That'd be.
I'm not doing crepes either. No, I'll be somewhere. What?
We're not in France.
Yeah, but the crepes are. A crepe is too thin.
Yeah.
A crepe sort of falls. Have you ever got a crepe like at a fair or like at one of these music festivals, a stand? Or you know, with a stand?
Kiosk thing, yeah.
Like, yeah, and you get a crepe. You're like, oh, this is a great idea. And 5 minutes later, it's falling apart. You're covered in Nutella and strawberries. And you're like, oh, I don't need this. Clean this. No, Neil, I'll do you a regular pancake. Not too fat, not too thin, just right.
Are you putting bacon soda in that, Rick?
A little bit of baking soda.
I'm out.
Why, what's wrong with you?
I don't like baking soda. It makes the pancake taste salty and dry.
That's interesting. That is an interesting thing. I was looking on YouTube at pancake recipes, mostly from America, and they put baking powder and baking soda in it.
Right.
And they turned out lovely. In the YouTube video, anyway, they turned up right now. Anyone looking for anyone else texting for a pancake? 0874 100102. Marita's over there. She's at murder a pancake. Are you having pancakes for the dinner now? You had pancakes for lunch. You have a pancake. Sure, I'll give you. I can start you off for a pancake now.
Go on then, put another one on.
Marita.
Well, nice and crispy around the edges, right?
Yeah. Hang on a minute. We have to flip it now.
Yeah.
Ready?
Yep.
Oh, wait until the bubbles, because you got to wait for the bubbles to pop.
Right.
And then it firms up. I'm going to flip it now. It's ready to go.
Yeah, I'm ready.
I'm terrible at the flipping. That's the only thing.
Keep your eye on it.
I don't want... I'm no good at it. Ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1. Hop!
It's up there a long time, isn't it?
Hey, you've got good rotation on that.
Oh, there it is. Back down.
Yeah, geez, that was spinning, wasn't it?
I think that's perfect.
Ray Foley.
I know that's for a pancake. Text is in the usual number. I look after you. Right, say I'll play a little mix for you next. Right here. Stay off of Next Dakota. This is Today FM. Playing the music you love. Good afternoon. It's Ray Foley. Ireland. I'm pancakes this evening. Oh, yeah. Nice pancake. Actually, do you know who does lovely pancakes? Have I given my... gratuitous yearly annual plug for the Aldi pancakes?
No.
This year?
No,
well, let me tell you, friend. It's a taste sensation. Aldi have these pancakes. There's six of them in like a... Now, again, if you like a skinny, a crepey pancake or a thin, wide one, forget it. Because these are chubby little, short, plump pancakes. But they're, let me tell you, they're a taste sensation. Sometimes they have chocolate chip ones. They have plain ones as well. They come in a box of, I think it's six of them. And they're in the dessert section of your Aldi's. Pop them in the toaster for a couple of minutes. There's no eggs. There's no whisking. No shouting at the kids.
Hang on, pop them in the toaster?
Yeah, into the toaster. A couple of minutes, away you go. Bob's your uncle. Because they're done. They're done, like they're made.
Once they're in the toaster, they're not kind of fold over on themselves, no?
Don't be ridiculous.
Oh.
What kind of a toaster have you got?
Maybe my toaster spaces are too big then. I don't know.
You got your infamously, JP's got a wide toaster.
Yeah.
He's got a wide set toaster.
Ray's got a nice tight toaster.
Absolutely. So I'm going to make a lovely pancake. I'll do some fresh ones as well, actually. Oh, so... Got to mix up your eggs and your milk and your
flour,
a little bit of caster sugar in there as well, just to sweeten it up for you. Anyone like a pancake? And we're going to flip it. 3, 2, 1.
That one's not spinning as much now.
That one's just going flat up.
Trajectory.
And here it is. There it is. Back to it. You can have that now, actually. You want that?
Thanks.
You can have that. Well, that's just for you. 0874 100 102. Pancakes. The Journal have asked the question, actually. The journal.ie website. They've got a poll up online today asking when you're going to have your pancakes. On Pancake Tuesday, what is the appropriate time to have the pancakes? Would it be an all-day affair? Would you start with pancakes for breakfast, then more pancakes for lunch, and then pancakes for the tea, for the dinner again? I think that's overdoing it. I think there's too much pancake. In our house, we would be inclined to do the pancakes for the dinner, and that would be it. And that's on Pancake Tuesday. Then at weekends, it's a different matter. It could be for brunch or for lunch, maybe for breakfast at time. Lorna's over there. Hey, Lorna, how are you?
Hi, lads.
Hi.
I prepared the pancake mix this morning. It's chilling in the fridge. We're going to have loads of pancakes for dinner. I'll probably make about 20, and they will all be scoffed. I'm having bacon and eggs with mine, and...
So what's bacon and eggs with your pancakes?
That's like an American-style breakfast, yeah.
All right, bacon and egg. And what, maple syrup on there, is it?
My husband and daughter will have chocolate spread with theirs.
Yeah.
I'm starving. I can't wait to get home to get stuck in. Decent.
Decent, indeed. I love raspberry jam with the pancake.
Okay.
You got your pancake with a flat one, right? A flat, wide one. Not one of the chubby little ones from Aldi, but with a wide one. You spread it across the plate, and then you put your jam all over it. Cover the holes, every square inch of it covered in jam, and then you roll it up into a kind of a Swiss roll style affair. Let me tell you, lads, it's a taste sensation. Linda,
can't wait to get home, have a nice thin pancake, Nutella, raspberries, and marshmallows.
Mashed tomatoes. You freak. You freak, Linda.
Nutella, raspberries, and mashmallows.
And mashed tomatoes. I can understand Nutella Definitely.
Nutella, yeah.
Nutella and raspberries, yes, I'm 100% in.
And marshmallows.
You have lost me on the mashed tomatoes. I wouldn't be mashing any tomatoes into my pancakes.
Hashtag feast of dead air. Woohoo!
Woohoo indeed.
Ray Foley.
Starving now. Tell you, I'm gonna have shares in Nutella by the time I'm done with the pancake Tuesday. Stay here, we'll play One Republic for you.
Right. Better days are coming for you.
It's turned my stomach now, actually. That's put me right off the pancakes altogether.
Wow.
Pancake juice here. Yeah. I ain't worried about it. Like mashed tomatoes in your pancakes. You say you should put Nutella on the pancake. Nutella, fine. Raspberries, fine. Nutella, raspberries. And then on top of that, on a sweet pancake, mashed tomatoes.
It's different, isn't it?
Just, how would you even manage it to be all squidgy and messy? Oh. Dirty thing. Linda was.
Nutella, raspberries, and marshmallows.
Oh, mashed tomatoes. Oh, thanks. SD is over there. SD, hello.
Hey, Ray, did she not just say marshmallows and you didn't hear her right?
No. She said mashed tomatoes.
Nutella, raspberries, and marshmallows.
Mashed tomatoes. So, and how would you mash it? You mash it up with a fork, like, or something?
Are they those, like, plum tomatoes you get, or chopped tomatoes you get
stop,
in a tin?
Stop, that, you're making me, you're making me feel woozy.
Right, she said marshmallows, not mashed tomatoes, if you heated it. Marshmallows.
No.
Jesus.
Karen.
Dad's pretty sure there that Linda was on about marshmallows, not tomatoes. No. We're all, little Orkin here is very upset that you thought it was tomatoes in the back. It's okay, though.
I blame Linda for the idea. Poor old lot. She's upsetting the child.
Maybe she did say marshmallows.
Nutella, no. Raspberries, and marshmallows.
Mashed tomatoes.
Is it mashed tomatoes?
He can hear as clear as day.
And marshmallows.
Mashed tomatoes.
Ray Foley.
Don't say it again.
And marshmallows.
Oh, you're making me feel sick. You're ruining everyone's pancake Tuesday, Linda. Give over, will you? Mother of God. Making the cash machine call in a couple of minutes, and Flo Rida is next.
The TUI Live Happy Sale is here.
Even after all this time.
Lewis Capaldi and Forget Me. Lewis, I swear to God, I wish I could. But it seems like you're just always on the radio. Every time I turn on the radio, you're on. It's ridiculous, isn't it? Forget you. Oh, I don't have a chance. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. Good afternoon. It's Ray Foley here. JP's babysitting me, and
I am.
Have you got the Trocaro box?
Where did I put that?
What did you do with the Trocaro?
Because
we got to put the Trocaro box together. Forget your Pancake Tuesday. Mm. The other great tradition of Pancake Tuesday is putting together the Trocaro box and coming up with the things we're giving up for Lent.
It's never particularly good at folding the tabs into the right spot. Do you know what I mean?
I do know. I know exactly what you mean. We had some wonky Trocaro boxes in our time in our house. And never not raiding it. Do you know the
really?
We put it back, like.
So you were just borrowing.
Yeah, it was a little bank that
a
would be there.
Fund.
Yeah, for a couple of months in the kitchen. I just take it out of the Trocaro box, but be sure you put it back in. So you put it back in again before you send it off. But there was always I need a euro for that. Or 50p or whatever. Need 20p for this or that. Oh, sure, I've no flipping change. I tell you, take it out of the Trocaro box. We'll put it back in again afterwards. Oh, yeah, no bother.
There's always some show-off who come into school with a Trocaro box that was, like, bulging to the point where they had to hold the bottom of it so the arse wouldn't fall out of it because it was so full of coins.
Yeah.
That was never our house, by the way.
I come into school with the Trocaro box full of Postman Pat Chewy Sweets wrappers. Fruit salad. Yeah.
What you'd invested the 50 pence in. Yeah.
That's where the coins went. This is the Irish Times today. Trocaro box. The Trocaro box still brings in 8 million euro. Still going strong in people's houses. Even in a digital age where it's all clicks and revolutes and GoFundMes, the humble Trocaro box still bringing in up to 8 million euro, and they're celebrating a big birthday of the Trocaro box. It's 50 years old this year. Let me call my Trocaro box guy.
Handy.
I've got someone for everyone. Please hold. Let's consult the Rolodex. It's ringing. Mm-mm. it's still ringing.
That's a healthy ring.
I tell you. Hello?
Hello.
Hello, is that Miriam?
It is indeed.
Miriam Dunham from Trochrosomatous. Hello, Miriam. How are you?
I'm very good, Ray. How are you?
I'm struggling.
You're doing better than that.
Pancake Tuesday. What are you having on the pancakes? Or have you had them already?
I haven't actually. I'm here with my daughter at home, and we're going to do some sort of a savoury pancake. So make a dinner out of it rather than a dessert. So she's looking after all that, I think, this evening. I've made the batter. That's the main part.
You're sorted. What's your daughter's name?
Catherine. Catherine is my daughter.
Shout out to Catherine then. The Trocra box bringing in about €8 million, it says in the Irish Times today, and celebrating 50 years. I had no idea it was going on that long.
Yeah, I'm feeling really old today, Ray, I have to say.
Hang on, you didn't launch it, did you?
No. No, look, it's a fantastic day, Ray. It's hard to believe 50 years of Trocra and the Trocra box, and all of us know from our school days, particularly about the Trocra box in the schools, at home, in churches, putting our pennies into the Trocra box on a Sunday, on a pocket money payday. I think everybody has their own memory, and I think some people have memories of maybe taking money from the Trocra box. But
well, less said about that, the better, yeah. I'll keep the head down.
But it's, you know, like, it really is iconic, and it's incredible that it has sustained over 50 years.
Yeah.
And, you know, it has adapted somewhat the designs of the on the boxes, but it's the same concept. It's a small box. What is different now, though, Ray, is before people actually did put money into the Trocra box, whether it was coins or notes, but now it's more a symbolic thing that's, you know, in kitchens or, you know, the mantelpiece in fitting rooms, in schools and churches. And it's a reminder of people to support, and most people now donate online or otherwise.
This is what I wanted to ask you, because I suppose, yeah, I like that. It's a symbol and a reminder, and it's sort of like it shows. And it's a tradition. I mean, it's we've had it in our house for so many years that even if we don't actually use the physical box for physical coins all the time, because nobody has changed in the house. I was going to say, like, what's the system? Is there an app, or is there a Revolut, or just go click on through the website?
No, you just go to the website.
Right. Okay.
It's very simple. It's trocra.org, and you can donate there. The homepage is all set up. And the Trocra boxes, people love having them anyway as this symbol. So the Trocra boxes are available in all churches.
Okay.
At the back of the church this Sunday, available through parish offices. And then most schools around Ireland will distribute Trocra boxes to students as well. So the people just love seeing it there. And what's lovely about this year's Trocra box, every year it tells the story of a family in a particular country. And this year it tells the story of a family in Somalia. And I had the pleasure of going to Somalia last year as part of getting together the content for the Trocra box. And it's an incredible family, the Mahets, a family of eight, who have really suffered terribly due to the drought in Somalia. The mum almost lost her life giving birth in a shelter in a camp. And the two little twins who are two suffered from malnutrition and were, you know, in danger of dying. But thanks to the support of the Irish people through Trocra, this family have gotten the support that they need.
Yeah. And, I was just reading about it in the Irish Times article about them, and they've got an incredible story, and it goes to show the fantastic work that Trocra does. Another thing then is swearing, I suppose, as well. It's worth noting, Miriam, like any swearing at all that happens over the next 40 days, if there's an F or a Jeff or a B or a C uttered,
compulsory donation.
You need to throw it into the Trocra box, isn't that right?
Throw it into the Trocra box, or even better, throw it into an online donation.
I tell you what, you're going to be making millions off of me in that case over the next 40 days.
You see, it's very simple now, Ray, because with mobile, everything is mobile.
Yeah.
So you just click two or three actions on your phone and you've made your contribution to Trocra and to the people of Somalia.
Excellent stuff. Listen, thanks so much for taking the call. Enjoy the pancakes tonight,
thanks,
Miriam.
Oh, I will. You too, Ray.
Cheers, madam. Bye. Did you put it in every time I swear?
That's going to make
every
a
time.
Lot of
my kids actually saw on The Simpsons they had a swear jar, and every time I've swore, they've suggested it every time. Let me tell you, their suggestion is a lot. Hi, the Chiefs and today FM. The romance is dead. Jack Jones and Emanike, where'd you go? This is today FM playing the music you love. They. Collection boxes, the Trocra boxes, assembly now over the next couple of days as the kids take them home from school. You can pick them up at the back of the church, as we're chatting to Miriam from Trocra a couple of minutes ago. Fill it up and don't raid us. Don't be taking money out. Is there, was there a system as well? I suppose I should have checked with Miriam Willader on. Was there a system in place where you could buy your way out of your Lenten commitments? So, like that, where you, if you'd run it as a swear jar, so if you swore, if mummy or daddy swore, or cursed to the kids over the course of Lent, that you could buy your way out of that. In the, I don't know, in the, was, would it be in the eyes of the Lord or in the eyes of just of
is this
the,
a bit like the carbon credit for governments, sort of depending on how much
offset pollution,
yeah, you could offset
you
it.
Can offset it,
right? Yeah,
so similarly, like if like let's say, I don't know, if I was to give up chocolate, can I, if I put a euro in or 2 euro in every time I have a bar of chocolate to offset then my eating of the chocolate, is that a thing? Is that a thing that we could do? I mean,
as long as your conscience is clear, right?
It's all for, do you know what? It's all for Troker, it's all for a great cause. Tom and Kilkenny says Troker box was the ATM in my house too. I'm not saying I'm not saying that we'd take, like, we just, like, because it is theft then. You're stealing if you take it and don't put it back. But if you're ever stuck for change in the house, here's another one I'd say that's going to happen over the next 40 days and 40 nights. If there's a delivery to the house, if the Just Eat boys or the Deliveroo lads or the takeaway on a Friday night, and they're there, and yes, you're like, oh, flip it, I've paid online, but I want to give something in a tip. You're like, no fucking job. Hang on, the Troker box. Similarly, my granny used to have, if you ever wanted to use my granny's phone, she used to have a plastic container next to the phone. You'd have to put in 20p anytime you'd ever use the phone. And just like that, if you ever need to change, it's like, get it out of granny's phone money. Ray, the Troker box is first handy in confession. Yes, Father, I hit my brother a box, but I also put a whole fiver into the Troker box. There you go, you're offsetting your sins. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let me off with a light sentence from Brendan. And I suppose it could be, by in the confessional box, it could be something that the priest could say to you, say 10 Hail Marys and Our Father, and put your pocket money in the Troker box this week. And Jennifer's over there, 0874 100 102.
Ray, at least you put the money back in. Right. We didn't. The box was fuller in the beginning than it was and we were finished. Looked like a right poor fecker myself going to school with the empty box and all the townies' boxes bursting at the arses. Ray Foley.
Yeah, you know you're well off when the box is breaking apart from the weight of your contributions and wealth. Okay, stay here. We've got to make that cash machine call in a few minutes. Do we have a winner? Over 30 grand on the line, and we play Adele next.
Love rock music.
Open the today. And sing ba ba ba. Today FM playing the music you love. Ba ba ba. He knows all the dance moves.
I wish I could do all the dance moves.
Ba ba ba.
Fist. Yeah, punch
ba,
the
ba,
fist.
Ba ba ba. Bom bom. What a song. In Sync Today FM, we play the music you love. Ireland, a very good afternoon to you. Hi, Zoo.
Can you name all of the members of In Sync? I wasn't going to let you get away with that, Ray.
I was going to.
I know you'll get three of them. Or you might get four, in fact.
Okay, so this is Justin.
Yeah.
Joey Fatone. Yep. Joey Fat One.
Yeah. That's two.
Lance Bass.
Yeah, good one.
I think I've got you. JC Chazé.
Everyone's favourite, yeah.
Oh. That's it. It's got to be. I know there's another fella, yeah, but there's no way I'm going to get his name. Lance Bass, JC Chazé, Justin Timberlake, Joey Fatone, and.
The funny thing is, and I also don't know his name. Did he have initials as his name? Or is that the lad from Backstreet Boys?
That's AJ you're thinking of from Backstreet Boys. No. You got me by the short and curlies. You got me by Justin Timberlake's hairstyle back in the day.
There is no way you're going to guess the fifth guy's name.
I'm never.
Zero chance. Will I give it to you?
Chris.
Yes.
Is it Chris?
Oh, my God.
Chris.
Kirkpatrick.
Chris Kirkpatrick.
Ray Foley.
I never would have gotten Kirkpatrick, but I got the Chris. Oh, sorry. Rumble. Turn that off there, right? Okay. Oh, man, that was close.
Ray Foley, I'm Today FM. Yeah. Ireland's top flop pop shuck jock.
Thank you very much. We got Kelly Clarkson next. New music from Tom Grennan is called Here. Today FM playing the music you love. That's lovely, isn't it? He's a talented boy, that Grennan lad.
That's what he said.
Oh, I like this one. You like this. This is S Club 7. There ain't no party like an S Club party, as you're well aware, JP.
Yep.
You got to reach for the stars.
You do.
You've never had a dream come true?
And you never stop moving.
Don't stop moving to the funky, funky beat. Well, this is some people who would have liked to have started moving to the funky, funky beat, but they were left sorely disappointed. This is a peach of a story. You ready?
I think so.
S Club 7 fans left furious after only one member turns up to reunion gig.
And which member was it?
Now, I've done the maths. Of S Club 7, only 14.28% showed up.
Because not all members of S Club 7 are created equally.
S Club 7 fans were left furious after only one member of the group turned up to perform at an intimate sold-out show. Can you believe it? It was going to be intimate.
It was really intimate in the end.
Tina Barrett, 46, and Bradley Mac... Tina's 46? Oh, my God! That makes me feel old. Tina's 46. If Tina's 46, that must make me ancient. Tina and Bradley McIntosh, who's 41, had been scheduled to play at the 150-capacity Wild venue in Newport on the Isle of Wight after eager fans snapped up the £23 tickets in under 90 seconds. Hang on a minute now. So only two of them were ever supposed to perform.
So they got 50% of the show then.
On the night of the gig, only Bradley turned up after Tina had a scheduling clash. One fan raged. Here we go. One fan raged. Absolutely raging. Paid good money to see two members of S Club 7 and only one showed up. We weren't notified about this either. Come on. If you were only expecting two, what kind of a gig did you think it was going to be? You were still missing the majority of S Club 7. One S Clubber is surely enough for you. Another fumed. What a disappointing night. I felt so bad for Bradley.
Oh, yeah.
A third branded it, quote, a letdown. I mean, wasn't that always...
Ray Foley.
Anyway. They're coming to Ireland soon, and that is good. Provided they all show up, I'm there, front row. We got One Direction on the way, Felix.
At Today FM, we talk to almost...
Light toasted bread means you're a reliable and passionate person, while those who like it medium are peacekeepers. And if you like it cremated, it means you have a no-nonsense approach, but are confrontational. There you are now.
Are there any murderers on the list? It's like... Because that'd be handy, wouldn't it?
It would.
Yeah. In the confessions, in the... Yeah, in the interrogation room.
You just keep an eye out.
How do you want your toast?
Yeah.
Like, a reliable and passionate person has it lightly toasted. I just don't trust people who, like, have white toast.
Yeah, it's strange. It's like warm.
Just bread. Just warmed up bread, yeah. Yeah, you're right.
But there you are. Now you know. There's my useless news story of the day.
Oh, depends. We could get a bit of theme.
Could this become a feature?
This could be a bit.
Yeah.
We've been doing, JP's? What's your
Fun Fact Friday.
JP's
right?
Fun Fact Friday. Taylor Swift and Anti-Hero, this is Today FM. We play the music you love, Arling, in the afternoon. How you doing? So, would you like, what have I got for you? I've got Virgin Media, or I have pancakes, more pancakes today, because it is, of course, it's Pancake Tuesday, big day carbohydrate-wise. Massive day for the carb fans in your life. Pancake Tuesday, up to you, what would you like to go for?
Oh, this is tough. Like, I feel like we did a lot of pancakes in the first hour of the show, right?
Well, I can give you
strong
line,
first hour.
Virgin Media, then, if you like.
Give me Virgin Media, please.
Virgin Media suffers suspected hack with some broadcast channels affected.
So?
This is Virgin Media Television. This is my old stomping ground.
Right.
Virgin Media Television has confirmed an unauthorized attempt to access their systems in recent days. The broadcaster said it had temporarily disconnected some of its technologies to ensure maximum security while it completes a review process. In a statement, the company said there'll be temporary effects to the broadcasting of some of their recorded programming on Virgin Media 3, 4, More, and VMTV Player. This is my shot. This is my shot at the big time.
How so?
Dig out the old repeats with Foley on them. The old 6 o'clock shows from back in the day.
Okay.
Throw a couple of Take Me Outs from 2010 into the blender.
Right.
I tell you, those residuals... I'm going to be dining out on them for all of Lent.
So somebody has hacked into Virgin Media. Right?
Disgruntled former.
Well, I mean, I was just going to say, do you have motive Yes.
Check, yeah.
Disgruntled former employee.
Absolutely, yeah.
They're wanting them to put out their reruns to take me out.
The only way I can get back on the telly is by hacking their infrastructure. The only way that anyone will ever put me on a television screen ever again. You should have seen me. I was there with a pair of glasses on the end of my nose.
Yeah.
Sweating.
Three computer screens in front of you.
All the lights turned off.
Yeah.
Why do hackers always have the lights turned off?
I'm not sure. It's really, like, they get eye strain from that.
You'll only end up doing yourselves damage, lads. Cup of coffee. Going cold. I'm still drinking. Ah, this coffee's cold, damn it! As I'm hacking in. Sticking on old episodes of me standing in the kitchen. So what are we cooking tonight? The broadcaster said the issue relates to Virgin Media Television only and does not relate to any other Virgin Media Ireland operations. They said this matter has been fully contained, isolated and terminated. So they're all sorted, they'll be grand. You know what, all messing aside, all joking aside, you know what it really was.
Well, you've got the inside track on this,
Tim. I tell you, I know, I can't speak 100%.
Do you keep your ear close to the ground when it comes to Virgin Media stuff? Like, you're still in the WhatsApp groups.
When it comes to broadcast television, I'm the guy in the know. I'm in the loop.
Right.
You know that scene in Father Ted, where Dougal is in the cockpit of the plane?
Yeah.
And he's looking at the button and it says, do not push the button. Mm-hmm. And he's staring at the button and he's like, and he's got that face. He's like, you know where I'm going with this. It's Greg, I swear to God.
It's Greg, it's definitely
Greg, whatever you do, stay away from the button.
A lovely fella.
By all accounts, he's a lovely fella. Gorgeous, but dumb. Greg, stay away from that button. We woke up faded. I am. All the Greg fans are coming out. Inhaler. And if you're going to break my heart, this is Today FM, and that is your All Irish Track of the Week this week. Oh, good stuff. It's a new single from their brand new album, Cuts and Bruises. It's out now. It's the follow-up to their debut album, It Won't Always Be Like This. It topped the album charts in the UK and Ireland. All Irish on Today FM with Claire Beck every Sunday at 8 a.m. Turn it on. Calm down, you Greg. You Greg lovers.
Are they out in force?
Oh, the Greg lovers are all out. See, here's the funny thing, right? We're talking about Virgin Media Television suffering a catastrophic technical failure. They were hacked, apparently, or there was some sort of technical infrastructure. All went wallop. And I was saying, it was like that scene in Father Ted where Dougal is in the cockpit of the plane and there's a button that says, do not push the button. And now, in fairness, see, here's the thing, right? You could apply that comedy sketch to three people in Virgin Media Television.
Okay, yeah.
So, I rolled a dice and it came up Greg. Yeah. But it could have been any of them.
Okay, yeah.
So there's Greg, right?
Yeah, of course there is.
My option two was Moran O'Connell.
Naturally,
I mean, it was a given. Moran in the control room. Big red button, do not push the button.
Somebody in Virgin needs to check our browser history.
And of course, then there was, I mean, inevitably, Tommy.
Hi, I'm Tommy Bow, and I always sound like I'm smiling.
There you go. You said, Tommy, don't touch that button. Back away. Ray, you were saying earlier you're going back to the gym. Stick with it, and you'll look like Greg O'Shea in about 30 years from Fiona. Fiona, there's no need for that. That's just unnecessary. Shaz says, leave Greg alone. He's the topping. He's my topping of choice on my pancakes this year, from Shaz. Do you know what? That'll be. Is it too sweet, though? I'd say. Do you know what? They're sweet and they're sweet.
Low fat, though, right?
I'm too very, very lean. Shawn Mendes on Today FM. Shawn Mendes is not holding me back. Today FM playing the music you love. And that's our little broadcast for today. So much fun. So many laughs. And we'll attempt same tomorrow afternoon from 2 p.m. So much we didn't get to do on the show today, though.
No.
Yeah, I swear. We didn't get to do Sean Puffy Combs, Puffy Combs. Sean Puffy Combs' Puffy Combs. Where long-forgotten rapper Sean Combs.
P. Diddy.
Puff Daddy.
Yeah.
Him. Sean Combs reveals his new line of hair grooming products that will add volume to any's hairstyle. We didn't get to do Alan Shatter's pancake batters. Or former Justice Minister Alan Shatter reveals the secret to making the perfect fluffy pancakes. It's all in the self-raising flour, apparently. And we didn't get to do S Club 7, C's multivitamins, where the S Club Severs tell us, S Club Seveners tell us they've jumped into bed with seven C's. Bradley McIntosh loves the Omega 3 capsules, and Rachel Stevens is a divil for the vitamin B12 tablets. Maybe we'll get to do that on the show tomorrow. We're back from two, I think. Still two. Just got some great news, by the way. Matt's next.
Wave goodbye to winter and make it a fabulous...